Would you give your child 15 and a half sugar cubes to eat? Well, if you give your child a bottle of Lucozade, that's exactly the amount of sugar your child is getting. But what about Coca-Cola? Well, not quite as bad as Lucozade, but with 64 grams or 13 and a half cubes of sugar, it's still hitting nearly double the maximum daily allowance a child should have. These stark statistics have been revealed as part of a high-profile campaign called Is Your Child's Sweet Tooth Harming Their Health? Dr. Sandra Davies, Liverpool's Director of Public Health, is behind the initiative.
So this is a campaign which is aimed at parents to say to them, this is how much hidden sugar is in these drinks that you're giving your children, maybe daily, maybe more frequently than daily. And actually, it is harming your children's dental health. It's also causing overweight and obesity in the population. And these are things we need to be really concerned about.
Councillor Tim Beaumont, the mayoral lead for wellbeing, says families simply don't realise how much sugar is in some of these soft drinks.
Most people get the majority of their sugar intake actually from fizzy drinks. When you talk about having too much sugar, people tend to go for the sweets and chocolate, but actually when the research is looked at, children in particular are having far too much sugar in their diet, and a lot of it is coming from the actual drinks. So that's why we've targeted this particular campaign, because sometimes it's these hidden sources of sugar that need to be addressed.
I asked some parents and grandparents outside a primary school in Liverpool city centre if they give their children soft drinks.
Occasionally we try to cut down on it because we are conscious of the health damages.
No, just pure fruit juice and water.
Well, I think it's mainly fruit juice, but I know that fruit juice too, you know, you think you're giving your kids something natural because it's fruit juice, but there's a lot of sugars in there.
Would you be surprised that Rabina has just over 7 cubes of sugar in it?
I wouldn't, because that's what we're hearing now. You know, every drink that you have has so many sugars in, it's ridiculous. So it's hard to know what to give your child.
No, I wouldn't be surprised because I've been reading about it, yeah.
Do you think it's scary if some parents don't realise there are so many hidden sugars in some of those drinks?
Yeah, I do think they should be made more aware. I do think they've got an obligation, because people think if it's flavoured water that you just automatically assume it's healthy because it's water. And it's not. And I only knew that because a dentist told me.
Do you think more needs to be done, though, to educate in terms of what sugar is in certain drinks?
Yeah, I do. I do. Because when I read about it in the paper, about just how much sugar there is in Coca-Cola and all these other drinks, I mean, I was really shocked. And I knew it was a lot, but it is so much.
Yeah, and I think also as a grandparent, we need to learn as well, because we didn't think a lot about that back in the day. And now we're discovering more and more.
But how has this campaign come about? Well, it's aimed at tackling an alarming level of tooth decay in young people in the city, after it was revealed that dentists have to remove teeth from children as young as 5 under general anaesthetic on a daily basis. Sondros Albadri, who's a consultant in paediatric dentistry at the University of Liverpool, says dental decay is complex.
It's the sugar, it's the toothbrushing, but also is the frequency of the sugar and the amount of it. And I think the sugary drinks have quite a lot of sugar. If you compare it to a bar of chocolate, they probably have more sugar than your usual chewing. And chewing things is different than just drinking things, but the way the sugar goes around the teeth is completely different when you're actually allowing the function of the saliva to actually clean the teeth and do natural cleansing around it as well.
This local initiative will see large cardboard cutouts of bottles of drinks put up in GP surgeries, children's centres and hospitals to warn how many sugar cubes are in each soft drink. But what is the advice for parents?
Advice for parents with younger children is, if you are going to have a treat, have it at meals time, not more than 3 or 4 attack of sugar in general a day. Brush your children's teeth twice a day with adult toothpaste, and try to get your child to the dentist before the age of 1 if you can.